This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of the August 25th Raw on Sci-Fi up against the U.S. Open on USA Network from Pennsylvania. Greg, we talked a little bit about this before we came on. Just kind of a maintenance show, some high points, a lot of filler. One big news item with John Cena being out indefinitely. Part of an embellishment for the storyline, but it is a neck injury, so it is legit. What's your thoughts on the show, and how do you think Cena's injury will affect WWE going forward?
That's a huge question, and that's something you know that we're not gonna know until we really know the extent of the injury, and you know, it just came to fruition. I think it just came out on the net this afternoon, so. I guess not a lot is known about it right now, so it's really tough to say. Short-term, it's certainly going to help him elevate some other faces, but, I mean, long-term, like him or not, Cena is good for WWE, and long-term, he's a guy that you hate to see out for any extended period. But, you know, we were talking about the neck. Of all the places to get injured, the neck is one of the worst places because that's something that is a very serious part of the body if you get that injured. And it's something that we've seen Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, Steve Austin never really fully recover from. Again, we don't know if it's that serious yet or not, but it's something that, you know, precautions need to be taken with. I'm sure we'll get an update, you know, in the coming days just how serious it is, but it is serious enough that they know that 2 weeks from now he won't be wrestling. We can read into that, which we will. As for Raw tonight, it was average, and I'd even be hesitant to say it was average. I mean, it was really boring, and sometimes those are worse than the ones that are really bad. Because I mean, you could it at least has maybe entertainment value because it's so bad, or camp value. But this was just really a boring show, and you know, expectations weren't really high because it was on Sci-Fi, and you knew that they wouldn't put a lot out there, and they didn't. It was one of those shows where if you missed it, aside from the announcement of Rey Mysterio being in the scramble, you didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah, it was a show that had a high point of the opening match with Punk and JBL, a high point with Michaels and Jericho as usual, and a lot of filler sprinkled in, some moments like with Santino, but not enough to carry the show. I'm sure Cena was written in as a major part on this show. Just my hunch on that, and that they had to kind of scramble, excuse the pun, to put together some segments to fill in the blanks for Cena. So that was, I'm sure that threw things off, and then being on Sci-Fi, and, you know, having to transition from Cena being, I mean, he is the star of the show, regardless of Batista having the big SummerSlam victory and CM Punk holding the world title. This is Cena's show. And, I mean, that's just two major injuries in less than 12 months. And, again, we're going to talk about this. It's going to come up from everyone who writes about wrestling is the toll the schedule takes on the wrestlers and Cena especially just going 100 miles an hour without wanting to take a break because he just is gung-ho about his job. And that's admirable, but it also opens him up to injuries. Wrestling on every weekend house show. I mean, he wrestled three times this weekend, just looking at the house show reports. So, you know, it's going to open questions on the schedule, but specifically to this show, they did not fill the gap with Cena's absence, and especially without Rey actually making an appearance. And that whole storyline just seems to be thrown out the window with Kane. I mean, it just seems so convoluted now that Adam Lee just randomly, you know, added Rey Mysterio to replace Cena when we've been led to believe that Rey's like dead almost. So that just made things a lot more convoluted. But what are your thoughts on how they handled Cena being out and Rey being the replacement? Was that, did they handle it okay, or what's your take on that?
I was kind of surprised they needed a replacement so soon. I kind of thought maybe they'd hold out until next week. There were a lot of speculation on my part on who they would replace him with. My fear was, you know, Adam Lee was going to replace it with himself, because word has come out now that he's been kind of training to wrestle. So that kind of worried me. And he said when he did come out there, the second or third segment of the show, and did say that he would replace him with a talent of equal value or something to that effect. Now, hyping it up like that made me think that it was going to be him. I think they handled it. I guess they handled it as well as you could. They had to announce that it was good to announce it on this show. That gives them another Monday night to kind of weed out the story of Ray and Kane and give us an update on where Ray is as far as his health, because one would have to assume if Adam Lee was simply going on what Kane has said, that Adam Lee wouldn't put Ray in that match. So I would assume that Adam Lee has had some kind of contact with Ray to know that he is in the condition to wrestle. But that's just trying to trying to make 4 out of 2 plus 2. I'm not sure if that's even what they're thinking right now or what, but that would make sense to me, whether that's how they played or not, or whether it was just they need somebody else in there, you know, that could be it too. But certainly not a big step down from Cena, I don't think. Obviously, it's going to be a step down because Cena's been portrayed as the big dog in the company. But Ray has the name value. He has the popularity. So I think he can carry that end of the Scramble match.